The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
That about time. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Sometimes we talk about guns and ammo. Sometimes we talk about legislation and, things that are involved in our world. But what we don't talk about a lot of is politics and, you know, things that are going on in the world. You can see that 24/7, 365, on your TV, on the radio, on your phone, any device that you have, on your computer. So we're here just to kind of get away from all that, give you a little mini vacation in your home, in your bedroom, in your kitchen, wherever you're listening to the show, or on the road if you're headed out to do some fishing today. It's cold here in Easton this morning. What is the temperature? 39. It's only going to 50 here today, and that's the warm spot in the state. It's 25 in Oakland right now, and we're going to have those low 40s to mid 40s to high 40s throughout the day today. Plenty of sunshine, though, which is a good thing, so that will help a lot. We welcome a new sponsor today, which is Bell Creek Equipment, who's been on the air before. They're right up the road here on Dover Road in Preston. And they're having an open house. Mark the dates, April 24th, 25th, and 26th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they've got great financing deals on all their equipment, as low as 0%, with your credit approval, of course. Giveaways with a purchase and vendor representatives on site. Now, they have Bad Boy mowers and Coyote tractors and CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides, which are pretty cool. Hustler lawn equipment, much, much more. There's going to be a raffle for a Spartan battery-operated hedge trimmer and an Arctic RTIC Kawasaki cooler. And for the entertainment, they're going to have the miniature goats and the secret world of alpacas and miniature donkeys for the kids. That's kind of cool. Several food trucks there, including seafood and tacos and meat and something for the whole family. And so I'm going to be there. I'm not sure when, but I'll show up, make an appearance there for a little bit, and you can join me at Bell Creek Equipment, 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston, Maryland. Now, that phone number, 410-673-2700. Visit bellcreekequipment.net or watch their Facebook page for more details. 410-673-2700. If you need some a mini farm tractor or bigger, you need something to mow your lawn, you need something to work with in your landscaping business, or just do some cleanup around the house, you got it right there, Bell Creek Equipment. Don't forget those CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Really nice. And zero financing, that's not bad either. So that's our new sponsor here for the next couple of weeks till the event. And of course, we talked about the last week, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Chesapeake chapter. That's coming up on May 2nd. We're going to continue to give away tickets over the course of the next few weeks. We'll give 4 tickets away. So get your name on the list. And, you only have to enter once, but you got to call in, leave your name and number with our producer, Aaron. Morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
And this is a $50 ticket. So I'm your master of ceremonies for the Chesapeake chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at their exceptional fundraising banquet. That's going to be Saturday, May 2nd at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point. The doors for the banquet open at 4 p.m., and you, too, can join the fun and have a terrific meal with fellow conservationists. Tickets are only $50, which include your membership and the Digital Bugle magazine. You and your friends can enjoy a round of Sporting Clays for an additional $35, and that range opens, the Sporting Clays range opens at 9 a.m. So shoot your round of Clays and attend the banquet. You win great guns and hunting gear when you purchase raffle tickets or play the games for prizes. And the winning starts right now. I'm giving away 4 tickets for this event. To lucky listeners, just call in to 410-WCBM-680. That's our call-in number we give every week. Or, you know, that's 922-6680. Leave your name and number with our producer. Don't have to go on the air with me, but you must be interested to attend this event at Pintail Point. I'm not going to give a $50 ticket away to somebody that says, I'm not going. Nor do we want to leave one on the table. We want to use them all. They'll be available for pickup at the door. Join me at the Chesapeake Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet. That's Saturday, May 2nd, 4 to 7. Get you in and out, 4 to 7. Good food, good raffle, good fun. Register at rmef.org, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, rmef.org. For questions, you can call Denise at 302-335-3635. I'll see you there. I'll definitely see you there. So I will. All right. Those two new sponsors, two special things that we're doing, and I just wanted to give you an update on that. We're taking your phone calls right now at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. The House of Delegates moved the Sunday hunting bill, the comprehensive Sunday hunting bill, this week. It was stripped of Sunday waterfowl hunting. There'll be no Sunday waterfowl hunting in that bill, even if it passes. It looks sketchy in the Senate whether it's going to pass or not. The committee has not voted on the Senate side of that bill, nor have they moved it out of committee. Well, that's natural. If they haven't voted on it, they're not going to move it. It could remain, quote-unquote, in the drawer, never see the light of day. It could be debated. It could be talked about. It could be voted on. It could be moved to the Senate, or it could be not voted on at all, or it could be downvoted by the committee. So, you know, a lot of things could happen to Sunday hunting legislation advancement here in Maryland. And, you know, as we continue to move closer to sine die in the middle of April, we'll know more about the other bills that we're watching, including the lead ban, ban on lead ammo and that type of thing, which is very, very provocative and very detrimental to the hunting community, brought together by, of course, animal activist groups and people that want to destroy hunting. No question about it. They want to make it too costly for you to consider going hunting because you've got to buy the higher priced copper ammunition. Speaking of alternatives to lead, many of you have over the past few years moved to this TSS, which is tungsten shot shells, tungsten for turkey hunting. That's allowed advancements in lighter turkey guns. You can use a 410, you know, whether it's a single shot or whatever it is. A lot of people have moved to the 28 gauge. 20 gauge, I have a 28 gauge. I'm sorry, I have a 20 gauge that I purchased a few years ago to go turkey hunting with. And now the TSS shot, if you don't have a stockpile of it, it's gotten even more expensive. Last year, before turkey season, I commented on some of the prices on TSS. The retail price was, you know, $60 to $80 for a box of shot shells. Of five. $80 for five shots. $16 a round. Now the dealer's cost is $80 to $90 a box. So they have to mark that up. Imagine $20 or so for one shotgun shell to shoot a turkey. Some people are paying the price. Not a problem. No problem. We like the stuff. We're going to buy it. You remember when Heavy Shot came out for waterfowl? I love the stuff. It's made out of bismuth, Heavy Shot. And I was doing a lot of waterfowl hunting back in the day, back, you know, 25 years ago. A lot of waterfowl hunting, a lot of goose hunting. I was working with Sean Mann and Mark Hoke and some of the folks that were well-known in the waterfowl world through the big box at Arundel Mills. and we'd go on quite a few waterfowl hunts. And number six heavy shot was all you needed to kill a Canada goose. And so I stocked up on that. So I still have some of that. But I just purchased four boxes of used boxes, but unused. Let's put it this way: pre-purchased and traded in a what do you want to call it? An estate deal. I just purchased four boxes of 12 gauge heavy shot number fours, 12 gauge 3-inch for $2 a round. Yeah, $20 a box. I've got four boxes of it. So, you know, I'm sold on the concept of heavier metals like bismuth and tungsten. The tungsten is because of the war effort. The military is buying up all the tungsten. The tungsten is extremely difficult to find and extremely difficult to purchase because it's being used by the military across the planet. So that's led to a shortage of both the bismuth and the tungsten. You know, tungsten's harder than lead. It's harder than lead, so it's used in a lot of military ballistic stuff. So that's where we are. I found in my stash of ammo scattered everywhere, I found three boxes of the 20 gauge TSS. So I'm good probably for the rest of my life. I don't turkey hunt that much, and I don't try to kill two a year or anything like that. So I'm very happy with my supply right now of both heavy shot and TSS. But if you're thinking about buying a 410 or buying a 28 gauge to go for turkeys, be aware of the cost of the ammunition. You know, three boxes of shells will cost you what the gun does. I also had a Red Dot installed, an inexpensive Red Dot, which is, you know, pretty much all you need for turkey hunting. But last year, my turkey guru out in Washington County, a fellow I've been turkey hunting with for years, he said, "Let me see your gun." I said, "All right." He looked through it. He goes, "How do you see through this Red Dot?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It's mounted so high." He said, "You got to lift your head off the stock. How do you get a turkey in there quick enough to take the shot?" And that was after one got by me. I said, "You know, good point." So I purchased a low profile Red Dot so that my face, you know, my cheek stays on the stock and I can, you know, look through the Red Dot without any issues. I just have to pattern the shotgun. So I'm going to use 7.5 lead to get the Red Dot on the paper, and then I'll fine tune it with one or two shots of TSS, and hopefully that'll all work out. But yeah, I'm going to use the cheap 20 gauge ammo, the inexpensive dove loads to see where that gun is starting to pattern, and then we'll tune it, dial it in close with one shot of the TSS. So that's how that works. Man, I've been chatting. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anybody on the line there, Aaron?
Not yet. Waiting on our first call.
Waiting on our first call. Well, that gives us good time to talk about backyard billies. You know, it is getting warmer. Now, look, I'm telling you, you know, Hearth America is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region at Backyard Billy's there in Graysonville. They have the pellet, gas, electric, and wood inserts and the freestanding wooden pellet stoves. And, you know, the gas insert's been coming on and off. I have it set a little higher because the daytime temperatures are a little higher. But now I want to tell you about the summer stuff because summer's right around the corner. You know, crab season comes in. You're going to start wanting to eat some crabs and have some family events out in the backyard, get-togethers, reunions, picnics, that type of thing. Time to get that backyard dressed up. Oh, you're going to trim it, all the trees, and you're going to cut all the grass, and you're going to, you know, trim the bushes and that type of thing, get it all nice. But are you going to have a crappy-looking picnic table in the middle of all that? Absolutely not. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. They have a giant, I mean giant, enormous, tremendous selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, and well over 1,000 of those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and gazebos and what do you call those things? Pergolas, chicken coops, dog kennels, sheds, greenhouses with sheds attached, sheds with greenhouses attached. How about that? All that big stuff, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, check out the barbecue grills. They got the Big Green Egg. They've got the Memphis stainless steel grills. You can build your entire outdoor kitchen out of that, the accessories with those stainless steel Memphis grills. A great assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and everything else that goes with your deck or your patio, your backyard. And again, browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's, again, the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Here's the details, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. You know what? Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Some crops for you folks from back in the day. Seals and Crofts, Dash Crofts, passed away at the age of 87 this week. How about that? Became active in 1969. I was still in high school at that point. Got a let's talk to Mark in Delaware.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
What's up?
Picking up what you just left off on, $12 for a shotgun shell.
Minimum.
I quickly looked up on the internet and said there's been consolidation among the manufacturers, financial difficulties, such as Remington going into bankruptcy and production capacity shortages.
Yep.
But this, I think they hit on something, and it says there have been bottlenecks, and particularly in primer production, which is specialized and limited to a few companies, and then goes on to say major manufacturers have prioritized premium lines
yes.
due to component shortages, further straining supply. This sounds, and Alan, this sounds so much like the auto manufacturers
mm-hmm.
giving up on the lower line vehicles. In pickup trucks, they stress the manufacturer of the very high trim levels because they're so much more profitable.
Sure.
Which creates prices. What's the average full-size pickup going for? Something like $80,000.
Yeah, ballpark $80,000 right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unbelievable. 10 years ago. And
yep.
And hidden in all this will make everybody feel good coming up to April 15th. Part of it is a tax law. If you buy a small vehicle, you depreciate it over the prescribed useful life of, I think, 5 years. If it's a vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating of 6,000 pounds or above, and it's used for business, you can write the whole thing off in the year you purchase and place
right.
in service. So that $80,000, if it's a business truck, it after tax, federal, state, local taxes, is going to cost you maybe $40,000.
Sure.
So that artificially inflates the demand to go up in size,
mm-hmm.
which makes you... Once you're there, you're less resistant to paying more for the premium model.
Correct. Correct.
And what it does to the people who just want a nice truck, well, they're left out.
Yeah.
And it sounds very similar to what's going on with the ammo manufacturers. Initially, I get angry and think they're gouging. Well, they probably are. But there may be more to it than that.
There may be more to it than
and
that.
By no, going absolutely. To the, stressing the premium lines, well, they always charged more for the premium lines.
Well, sure. So here's what's going on right now in rifle ammunition. You know, you can still buy a box of ammo for... let's say centerfire rifle ammunition. Some of the lower-end manufacturers, you can get a box of ammo for $30. But if you decide that you want to go a little bit better ammo, now you're looking at what used to be called match ammo, which is premium ammo. It's $60 a box for 20 rifle cartridges. And, you know, it's a specific weight. The how do I want to say, the quality control is much better. When I was working at the big box, one of the representatives from, I believe, it was one of the major Remington, I think it was Remington, I think it was Remington guy. He said, look, you work at the big box. I said, yep. He said, the big boxes buy lots and lots and lots of ammo. I said, right. He said, they have specific ammo that they buy, which is the lower end stuff. And I said, okay. He said, whereas for our wholesalers that sell to independent dealers, somebody's calling me here. Phone number is 410-922-6680 to get on the Outdoors and Radio show, not my personal number. So I'm going to, I can't even answer that. So here's what we do. We do a run for the big boxes of, let's say number 6 lead 3-inch 12-gauge shotguns. We run the line. We don't pull every 500 shell or 1,000 shell or 500, you know, whatever the number is, off the line and do an inspection. We let her run. And if you got a glitch in there, you got a quality control issue where, they're missing a row of wads or they're missing something in the shell, it goes through and you buy it. And that's, that's how it works. But for the independent dealers and the higher end wholesalers that, don't sell hundreds of cases to their customers, the guy will buy a case of 12 gauge, a case of 20 gauge, or 30 cases, or 20. The quality control is much higher on those particular runs that go to certain distributors. I thought it was pretty fascinating that the quality is not left go, but is not as stringent as it is for, the little higher lines and a little higher priced distributors.
Yeah, so there is a legitimate extra expense there that accounts for part of the higher price.
Exactly, exactly.
And I can understand shortage of tungsten.
Yeah.
But nobody likes to be taken advantage of.
No, of course not. Of course not. Not at all. So, the steel was was judged by many to be not as effective on waterfowl as lead. And, of course, the lead ban was brought about by the concept that waterfowl were eating, in the marshes, were eating lead, ingesting lead, and dying by the, just like, the DDT ban. There was alleged science there that said, oh, we're killing all our waterfowl with lead. Well, yeah, we are, but we're shooting them out of the sky with it. They're not eating it and dying from it. So the switch was made to steel. Steel was ruled early on to be not as effective as lead. Therefore, some of these heavier alternatives came out that were not lead-based, like, as I mentioned, bismuth for the, for the heavy shot. It became very popular because it was heavier than lead, So, we afford what we can afford. That's it.
Sharpen.
Bottom line.
Yeah, I'm out of touch with the market.
Well, not, but you've got some valid points, especially on the vehicles, since that was your,
just a whole artificial system that pushes up the demand.
Sure.
From business owners.
Yeah.
So the manufacturers, and they consciously adopted a different business model, which was, we will sell fewer units at higher prices and make more profit.
Make more money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
All right.
Makes sense. All right, brother.
Very frustrating just to be a regular guy. Well, I guess I could leave it there and not. That's kind of the secret to life.
Yeah, you just be a regular guy. And I'm always like this. When it comes to your equipment, I don't care if you're a bicyclist or a bird watcher or whatever you are, whatever your hobby is, golfer, buy the best you can afford. You don't have to buy the, you know, the $2,500 set of golf clubs. If you can get by with a $700 set of golf clubs, you can hit the ball and have fun and enjoy yourself. And you might take a little ribbon from your guys who think they are better than you, and they're not. One example, Mark, real quick. I was hunting wood ducks in Pennsylvania a few years back, three of us. The other two guys came together. I was by myself. These guys fancied themselves waterfowl hunters. They had the best camo. They had the best shotguns. Okay? I'm sitting there with my 1187 and my mismatched camo. And every time the wood ducks would come in, the guide would say, "Get ready, fellas. Here they come." And these great waterfowl hunters would immediately look up in the sky with no face mask on and, you know, quickly raise their heads and wonder why the ducks flared. And that's because their face wasn't covered, their movements were quick, their face flashed up into the sky, and the ducks flared. I said, you know, fellas, you might want to think about putting a face mask on. Well, don't ever say that to a fellow hunter who thinks they know everything. Now, none of them killed a duck. I wound up scratching out a beautiful drake that I made a long shot on, I believe with my number six heavy shot across the pond. But, you know, it was almost impossible to kill a duck with these two guys, you know, next to you, flashing their faces up in the air every time a duck came by. But yeah, they were waterfowl hunters because they had the best camo and the best guns.
Well, they should have held up their guns and yelled out, "Look at this."
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Oh, man. All right, buddy. Let you go.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the points. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Any callers on the line? Mr. Aaron?
We have Chuck and Glen Burnie.
Let's talk Chuck and Glen Burnie. Morning, Chuck.
Good morning, sir.
How are you, bud?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I just headed out to trout fish this morning, and I called in to get in on the raffle/contest down at the point. And, I'm not going to give those guys a plug, but I'll stay in my lane and just say it's a beautiful place. And anybody that's never been there before or have been there before, they realize that it is such a nice place.
No question.
Sounds like it's going to be a pretty cool event.
Well, you know, I'm actually offering a ticket to people that actually want to go. We're not really doing a contest type of thing. If you like to go, we'll make a selection, and we've only got four tickets to give away, you know. And the point is, you get a ticket, you're going to want to bring somebody else. They're going to want to pay for their spot. So, you know, it's marketing strategy on their part, which is fine with me.
Yep.
So, but yeah, if you can.
Glad I got a chance to get in on it. That Carmichael Road area and my family have a history, so a lot of memories from down there.
A lot of good goose hunting in that area.
Yeah, my son killed his first two deer down there. I'll never forget that. It's a lot of memories. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to take up a lot of time.
I got
anyway,
you.
Anyway, I'm going to throw some lead in the water this morning. So I know you're
no.
talking about lead, so... I'm
oh, no.
My lead in the water.
Well, the animal rights activists probably have you on facial recognition, so, you know, they're tracking you.
Yeah, then lead weights, I'll get in trouble with them. Yeah
you will.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
I'm sorry?
Not necessarily a bad thing to be on the opposite side of an animal rights activist.
Oh, well. See.
You know.
You know, I'm just one... jerk on one end of a line waiting on the jerk on the other. So
good luck out there trout fishing, Chuck.
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy, you're in the drawing.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's what I like to hear. Hey friends, it's Spurrier's Tire Service. You know, recommended them this week to my designer. I don't know if she ever went or not, but located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. You know, they will check your tire pressure. They'll check your tire size. They'll give you a free estimate with no no appointment needed for tires. That is cool, and they stress that. You call in, come on in, we'll get your size, no appointment needed for tires, we'll have the tires here, we'll give you a couple options, and you can be on your way. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. Now, you've got till the end of the month, the end of March, to get on in on the Bridgestone-Firestone rebate deal. You purchase four tires, you get a $70 mail-in rebate. And if you apply for and are approved by the Bridgestone-Firestone financing, you can get another additional $100 off. That's a total of $170 on four tires. That's a pretty good savings. I took that deal. I did that right there at the shop, qualified for it. And then, you answer a couple questions online. You get your rebate process going, and then they send you the paperwork, which is already in the mail. So I took that deal. I've got my Firestone destinations on the truck and piling up the miles as we speak. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, and any kind of farm equipment. If you own any trailer of any kind, landscape trailer, boat trailer, or an ATV, Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on, too. Spurrier's Farm Service Team. They go out to all the farms in the area and take care of their tires. That's right. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. By the way, if you happen to see Mike Spurrier out and about, in the shop, about town, anywhere, tell him you heard about Spurrier's Tire Service on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, Spurrier's Tire.com, and call 410-822-7384 for no appointment needed for tires. You will be happy. Clyde Sports Shop. Well, their sale ended last Sunday. The road to get to Clyde Sports Shop for two blocks on either side was closed for most of the sale. I hope you folks were able to make it in. It has not been extended, unfortunately. But Clyde still has live bait and minnows. They still have rods and reels. They still have plenty of Shakespeare and plenty of ugly sticks and plenty of Fluger rods and reels. They've got plenty of pen. They've got kids combos. They've got rod and reel combos. They've got St. Croix fishing rods, fishing license, lures, hooks, terminal tackle, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, bass, and snakeheads. They've got the circle hooks for rockfish. They've got the bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes. Where is all this located? Why, it's located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 21227. That's the Lansdowne area, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's has been around since 1957. Again, 410-242-6108, open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. See, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
He showed me. All right, we're back. 410-922-6680. That's the number. I got a call on the cell phone, left a message, needed the number for the station, 410-922-6680. We say it pretty fast. We say 410-WCBM-680. That translates to 410-922-6680. That is the calling number for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. So if you would like to call, now's a good time. Now's a good time. Got a nice email from Arnold, who was very insightful on the ammo too. I've been shooting Boss ammo for waterfowl. They've switched to copper plated steel due to availability of tungsten and bismuth. China started the export restrictions and bans in February 2025, which has affected the cost and availability. Didn't know we got our bismuth and tungsten from China, but I'm not surprised. Also, power used to reloading has been impacted by the Ukraine-Russia conflict, as the manufacturers also supply propellant used for solid rocket boosters from Lexington, South Carolina. How about that, folks? Another element to the situation. Again, we need to move all this manufacturing and things back on shore. That's for sure. Protect our country. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Saw an interesting thing here on Wired to Fish. I don't know how many of you have been to Canada, New Brunswick, but I've been to New Brunswick a couple times. I fished and hunted there. Took my first two bears in New Brunswick. Thank you very much, Heartwood Outdoors. New Brunswick, the Canadian Maritime Province, is turning to recreational anglers to fight off invasive species. Under a new provincial mandate, licensed anglers are now required to keep and remove 5 freshwater invasive species found in designated waters or face significant penalties. What do you think New Brunswick considers invasive species? Well, I'm going to tell you. In all recreational fishery areas, the black crappie, you are required to catch and kill black crappie. In Restigouche, Chaleur, Miramichi, and Southeast, and Inner Bay of Fundy, chain pickerel, invasive species. In the same locations, Restigouche, Chaleur, Miramichi, Southeast, Inner Bay of Fundy, and Upper St. John, largemouth bass, invasive species. You have to keep them and kill them. In Restigouche, Chaleur, Miramichi, Southeast, Inner Bay of Fundy, and Southwest, muskellunge. And in Restigouche, Chaleur, Miramichi, and Southeast, smallmouth bass. Black crappie, chain pickerel, largemouth bass, muskellunge, and smallmouth bass, celebrated big game species here in the lower 48, are invasive species in New Brunswick. It's worse in Nova Scotia. The fines could be from $100,000 to $500,000 if you do not kill a chain pickerel when you catch it. It's mandatory to retain all chain pickerel in all waters of Nova Scotia. It's mandatory to retain all smallmouth bass in all waters east of Highway 102, blah, blah, blah. Mandatory to retain all smallmouth bass caught in the west branch of the LaHave River, upstream from the confluence, and blah, blah, blah. Imagine a $500,000 fine for throwing back a chain pickerel. Let's talk to Francis. Good morning.
Yes, this is Francis here, Francis Seaman from Dundalk area.
How are you, Francis? What can I do for you?
Okay, I am in consideration for the Atlantic fisheries need to cut out the quota to half of what they've been taking now in the Chesapeake Bay. When they continue to take these fish out, that is the feeder fish for the fish that is in the Chesapeake Bay. That's why everything is so depleted, because there's no food for the fish of other fish to have to feed on. And also, nobody needs to harvest any fish that comes in to spawn in the Chesapeake Bay streams and rivers. They need to catch them after they spawn, because that is your reproducing new fish for the upcoming time. And also, the blue catfish only should go to market, not for dog food. And if they need to have some other means of getting the fish to the people that process the fish, they need to do that so that the people can have the blue catfish to fish just as they would for the rockfish.
Well, and you can recreation catch a blue catfish. There's no restrictions on that.
I understand that, but no food for that the legislators want to put in for the dog food.
I saw it.
It should be for the human consumption only.
Well, here's the situation on that, Francis. Are you aware of the processing situation here in Maryland for blue catfish? There are two or three processors of blue catfish in Maryland. One of them is on Tillman Island, and they process as many blue catfish as possible. The market's flooded right now, and that's part of the problem. There's the price is down a little bit. The watermen aren't getting much money for them. But, you know, it's all made up in volume. You know, you get money for 1,000 pounds of blue catfish, more so than, you know, 50 pounds if you take it in to be processed. But the expense of processing blue catfish involves the presence of a USDA inspector on the grounds while you're processing. You've got to pay that guy. So the processors aren't willing to pay a federal salary, you know, just to process catfish. The free market, the free market would work much better, but you know, it's a federally protected thing because of the inspectors. And that all came about because the catfish farmers in the Mississippi Delta did not want to see an importation of Vietnamese catfish into the market. So they got a hold of their legislators and they put these restrictions on catfish. And it applies nationwide. And that's the problem with the blue catfish processing here. So they need to remove some of those restrictions, and you know, there's no federal process, no federal inspector required for rockfish or white perch or blue crabs or anything else. Blue catfish is the only one that applies to. So that's what's cut down on the processing for human consumption.
Well, being that somebody else put that ruling in, the money should come to pay those people for the inspectors, not have to have the people that catch the catfish to take it to market so that they continue to make their profit.
Well, that's an influence you gotta work on Washington.
Well, they need to be aware of conditions that they're doing wrong. There's so many legislations and rulings out that are hurting the normal condition for things to be done.
Gotcha. Francis, thank you for that point.
I also want to emphasize that no fish that comes out of the Chesapeake Bay should go to farm fish somewhere else because they're taking the food that needs to be in the Chesapeake Bay. That's why it's so depleted.
Francis, you've made that point. We've got to move on. Thank you for the call. Call back next week, and we'll take care of that. All right. Let's see. Backyard Billies. We've got to talk about Hearth America at Backyard Billies. And Francis has called before and made the same point. So not being mean to Francis, but, you know, we're out of time. So, hey, look, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, there was one here, too. It's just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. And that was fixed when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billies on Ken Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billies did the installation, and they've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billies carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, for your primary or alternative heat source. You know, maybe you got a shed or a garage. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billies in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for next winter. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Look for Drummer Drive on your GPS. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. Now listen, get out, stay out. If you're going trout fishing, stay safe out there in the water. Watch those water conditions. Some of it's a little murky. The four most important things in your life are your faith, your family, your friends, and your freedom. We'll see you after the news.